This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to a brand new and a special bonus episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And typically, we, we wrap up these series, we do these franchise rankings, but we decided in this case to go ahead and do the Transporter Refueled as a bonus episode, as opposed to including it in the main storyline. I think moving forward, what we're going to do is kind of mainline franchise movies, but these ones where they have like spinoffs or kind of reboots, we'll do them as a special bonus episode. So that's what we're going to do today. But guess what? We're going to follow all the same criteria. So you guys are going to get a little bit of Rotten Tomato scores. You're going to get a little bit of box office. And then we're going to go ahead and give you our opinion on Transporter Refueled and if it's a movie that you should watch or skip. So, Alex, before we get started, please, let's go ahead and give them the box office totals for Transporter Refueled 2015. I think this came out.
Yeah, it came out in 2015.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. This is the Transporter Refueled from 2015. Domestic, $16 million. International, $56 million. For a worldwide total of $72 million, right? On a budget of $22 million. On an opening, a whopping opening, domestic opening of $7 million.
It got choked up there.
I was going to cry. I didn't think it was a hit.
It's weird that it made money. It made about $70 million more dollars than I thought it made. Okay, well, that's cool. So let's get into some critic scores and audience scores. Yeah. What did they think of this movie? Now, the other Transporter movies, if you guys remember, did pretty well with audiences, except three. But critics, not crazy about the franchise in general. Transporter Refueled comes in with a hefty and whopping 16% from the critics. Not good, very bad reviews. Audience score, a bit higher, but not great, 30%. So this is the worst reviewed of the three movies, but it still made a little bit of a profit.
Yeah, you know, it's weird because the third one was the lowest, right, in terms of money. But then this one made more. Now, did people get suckered going, wow, Jason Statham is back?
Maybe. Maybe they thought he was going to have a cameo or something.
Maybe.
Maybe he's going to sneak in. I got to go watch this.
Yeah, it just didn't work. I don't know. We'll talk about it in our review, but yeah.
Yeah, you're about to find out if it worked or not. So this is the Transporter Refueled starring, what's his name? Skreen? I don't know how to say this man.
S-K-R-E-I-N. Skreen?
I always said Skreen, but I don't know. He was on Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. He was in Deadpool. It also stars Ray Stevenson as his dad. He was Punisher in Punisher Warzone. He's been in a bunch of stuff too. And then a bunch of nobodies. The lady from Rush Hour 3. The black girl from Rush Hour 3 was in this.
Yes. Her. And then, the funny because that Ed guy was in Alita. Wasn't he like the metal guy?
He was. He's the only one. Him and Ray Stevenson are the only two really that you probably have seen in much. All right. So with that being said, he is playing Frank Martin. So he's playing the same role as Jason Statham. Alex, I'm hosting, so you get to go first. Please do the honors. What did you think of this version of Frank Martin?
Two. He got a two, a whopping two. Look, when you step into a role that was already established by a good actor, right? And especially a martial artist also, right? Like he's best of both worlds. And you're coming into this brand new franchise. First of all, they should have just never greenlighted this film. If you're not going to have Jason Statham, makes no sense to greenlight this film, right? But this guy stepped into the role of Jason Statham as Frank Martin. He was okay. He was decent. The fighting, we're going to talk about that in action sequences, but as him in the suit, he was okay. He was just a generic dude doing karate, right? Nothing nuts. His acting is where it just went straight. It took the left turn. It didn't work for me. You know, I was already used to the three movies with Jason Statham's accent, his British, thick British accent that me and you always talk about in all his movies. He can't get rid of. And now when someone steps in the role that got rid of it, does it work? It's kind of funny. True. He was not good. He's not a good actor. I don't even think he's not even a B-lister. This dude is like a D-lister as an actor. He's not good at all. He looked the role, didn't portray it. didn't portray the role for me. So with that said, I gave him a 2. I didn't like him.
Well, here's the thing. I also gave him a 2. I think he's an okay actor. Like, I liked him in a couple of things, but I don't think he's good. See, what Jason Statham lacks in acting skills, he makes up for in charisma, big time. You know what I mean? He's magnetic. People like Jason Statham movies, even if they're not great, because he's fun to watch. The accent, he got swag, you know? He's good looking, good at fighting, good in the action scenes. Like he's one of those guys who's more of a star than like a great actor.
Right.
And this guy's neither. Like he's not doesn't have any of those star qualities, and he's also not a great actor. So he's just kind of there. Now, as far as the character in this movie, I didn't like him as much. You know, I liked being that this is a reboot, okay, of the character. I didn't like it as much as say the first Transporter. If you're looking at this as like a new Transporter 1, you know what I mean? Because it's a reboot. Frank Martin in the first Transporter is way better than this version of him.
Yeah.
You know, they don't focus as much on his rules, which is like one of his biggest things is like the rules. They kind of mention them, but it's all very glossed over. So it's almost like they expect you to know all this stuff, even though they're rebooting it, which means they're restarting it, which means they could have changed things. So I didn't get it. I didn't really like him. He didn't have that swag. He didn't have the charisma. One thing I did like about him as far as like his look, you know, Statham is kind of shorter and more powerful, right? You know, and I did like that this guy was like a little taller, especially in the fights. You could tell he stood a little taller. Yeah. It was a good contrast. At least they didn't just cast the same exact like body type. So I like that. But other than that, I mean, he wasn't terrible, but the character just wasn't as interesting in this one. So I also gave him a 2. All right. Lead villain. Was that guy, that Russian prostitute guy? I don't even remember his
name. I'm going to be really honest with you, bro. I gave him a 2, and he's not memorable. I don't even remember him. Like, I mean, we're reviewing it. Yeah. I saw this yesterday, and I really do not. And I'm always good with remembering dudes. I do not remember this guy, like, at all. I just remember the 3 chicks that is duping the guy. That is all I remember. And honestly, if I don't remember the main villain like that, then that means there's a problem with your movie. Like, it did not stick with me. So with that said, I'm not even going to hold this back. I gave him a 2. I don't remember him much.
Well, we are 2 for 2 in our scores. I also gave him a 2. And to be honest, those 3 girls are kind of villains too in this movie. Yeah. You know, like they are on a revenge mission against him, but they also like kidnap this dude's dad and they rob places and they do crimes. They're not like good guys. You know what I mean? Now they have a more righteous mission, but they're still kind of bad. With that said, he's the main villain. And I don't remember his name. He just kind of walks around the whole movie. Like the opening scene is promising. When they show up on the street, they just start shooting everybody. And he's like, this is my block. Now I own it. I own all the prostitutes here, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, good start. He has a good start. But after that, he basically spends the rest of the movie like getting robbed or like getting framed for robberies and like getting screwed over the whole time.
Yeah.
And then just leads to this last bit that he doesn't like. He just doesn't do anything. So he's kind of weak. Not the worst. I give him a 2 only because of the opening scene. If that didn't exist and he just sucked the whole time, he'd be a 1. But I'll give him a soft 2. Okay, no. Action scenes.
All right. Action. I got 4. I enjoyed the action. I thought the action was good. I didn't think it was corny like 2. Like it wasn't over the top. I love the driving scene in these. And this one was actually really good. The driving sequence, him going to the car and he's beating those guys up. I thought that was okay. That was cool. When he fought those big Russian dudes or whoever the hell in the club for them to escape. I thought they had a lot of good action set pieces, right? Or even scenery. It has a lot of good action sceneries and set pieces and driving. So for me, it worked. The ending. In terms of fighting, I did not like it when he fought the guy one-on-one on the hill. Like, it reminded me of Mission Impossible 2 when they went on top of the canyon and Tom Cruise is fighting the guy. Didn't work for me as much. But I thought overall, it had a plenty amount of great action. Not perfect action. Nothing for you to go, oh my God, this is the greatest thing. But it was great. I thought it was great for a reboot. It had a lot of good pieces with the car and everything. So I gave it a 4.
Okay, well, I gave it a 3. It's okay. I like one scene in this movie. Well, I like one idea in one scene. I like the part where I like the fight with the guys in the club, you know, like that's cool. And then I like right after that when they're leaving and he puts the car like in, not drive. In neutral, but like almost in drive and just lets it roll. Yeah. And while it's rolling, he's like fighting dudes ahead of it. But in my head, I'm like, there's so many cooler ways to shoot this. One, there's one cool shot where the camera's inside the car. And if they would have just stayed inside the car while he was doing it, it would have been an incredible action scene. Or if it was a long take from the front and he's just constantly fighting guys while the car is rolling, also cool. But it's cut and edited in a way where it's like, it makes it less cool, even though it's a cool idea. The driving scene is cool. It does have some of that part two cheese when he hits all the fire hydrants and he hits the one little bolt and he sprays all the water. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, this guy spins in a circle. And like, bing, 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 hits all of them. But, you know, hey, listen. Part two, he does more crazier stuff than that. So, you know, you give it a pass, but I like the result of that when the guy comes on the motorcycle and just gets blasted by all the water. Other than that, it's just kind of, he's not as good as Jason Statham in the fight scenes. He's too slow. He looks like he's really thinking hard about every single thing he's doing in the action scenes. And one thing, if you're an actor or you're a martial artist, what you want to look is natural. You know, Jason Statham looks more natural, maybe because he's an actual martial artist.
Yeah.
This guy looks like he is doing choreography. So it looks like he's in his head like, one, two, now I do this, now I do this, now I do this. And when you're thinking, you can tell as watching the movie, you can see him in his head. Okay, now this spot, now this spot, now this spot. And he's going slow. He's not even like moving very fast. Also, this rips off part two. The very opening scene is almost the same exact opening scene as part two, where the guy's trying to steal the car and then he fights with them. It's just Statham did it better. The problem is those are big shoes to fill in this role. And I, you know, he wasn't as good, but it was a three. It wasn't anything terrible or anything amazing for me. Okay. Storyline.
You know, I thought the storyline was good. I thought it was good, but I think it was with the wrong cast. I mean, the wrong director, the wrong cast. I thought the script worked very well if they had Jason Statham back with surrounding good actresses and actors and a good director that knew the film, you know, the franchise. It could have worked. Yeah. I gave it a three. I kind of enjoyed it. They took the father and I was like, okay, that's pretty cool if Jason Statham was here. But again, this is a transporter movie. So it felt like it wasn't a transporter movie. Once you take someone's dad, it just becomes a generic like action movie. You know, yeah, it becomes Taken. Yeah, pretty much. You're like, I want my father back. Well, you got to do this. And it's like, that's not transporter no more. But right. I mean, it is what it is. I gave it a three. I gave it a good. Could have been
so we actually flip-flopped with the action and the storyline. I actually gave the storyline a four. It's probably the least worst thing about this movie, in my opinion. And the funny thing is, I'm glad you said it because I 1,000% agree. If this was the storyline for Transporter 4 and it was Jason Statham, I would think it's better than part three, just at least on the story level. Because it almost seems like it was written as a part four, but then he didn't want to do it. So then they just rebooted it because you would have had all the rules established. You wouldn't have to go into it. He already exists. One thing they never explored was any of his family in the other movies. So by a fourth one, if they introduced that he had this father character, you know, and he gets kidnapped and he do all the same stuff, but put in Jason Statham and the storyline works way better. I'm not going to mark it off too hard because I do think it's better than three. You know, the storyline in three is bad. The storyline in this movie is not really bad. Transporter, hired to do a job, gets involved, like always. He always kind of just gets involved in these things. Gets involved in criminal ring with prostitution and all that. And it's all very European. And it works. It works. I think the storyline's pretty good. It's the execution. Like you said, the direction is not great. Mm-hmm. You know, the acting's not great. The cast, all the stuff in the story is not great. But the story itself is pretty solid. So I gave it a four. Okay, overall.
You know what? Overall, you're going to be shocked, but I gave it a three. I thought it was a decent movie. It felt like a movie that went straight to DVD or like on a television, like, you know, like a miniseries type. So it worked for what it was. But honestly, if Jason Statham was not coming back, they should have just never greenlighted the film. That's just my thing. But I kind of agree with you. Jason Statham came back. Maybe he could have even added the third plot into this movie. Had the bracelets on him and his father. Can't get away from the car for 75 feet. Or they get blown up with the same storyline. Could have worked. So, yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I gave it a three. I thought it was good. It wasn't like over the top, but I do agree with you in this. This was better than part three, though. If I had to
choose. I agree that it is. I still gave it a two. I don't think it's a good movie. I think it has a good story, a good plot. Yeah. And again, if this was Statham, some of these complaints are probably null. Like the lead character probably gets a better score because you've gotten used to him. So you don't need some of those things. Now, since it's a reboot, that affects the rest of it. So I don't think I like Ray Stevenson, actually, the dad. I like him in this movie. I thought he was pretty fun. He was entertaining to watch. You know, he was, like flirty. This like kind of older ladies man, and he's secretly rich, but he doesn't really explain how. He always says he works for Evian, the water company. Even though he's honestly, you could tell he's either like some sort of spy or military guy. You know, I liked him. He was probably my favorite part. Ed's screen or whatever, not that great. And really, the rest of the cast is very like you said, it's like D-level, most of the acting. So it does feel very straight to video or like Stars. This would be like a Stars original movie or something like that. You know,
yeah.
It's just not, it just doesn't feel big. It doesn't feel like a theater movie. And the lower budget helps because it made money on it. But it also hurts because it feels cheap a lot of times. So whatever.
I agree with you on that. And one thing is, the reason I gave it a 3 is because I felt that with the action and the storyline, to me, made it worth sitting down watching. Yeah. Other than that, the villains and the main characters and everything did not work for me. But I think the action held you into the movie with the storyline with the dad. So I kind of agree with you. But that's why I gave it a 3. Those are the main points.
All right. So what is your total score?
14 out of 14. 25.
I'm at a 13. So we're close. We're only 1 point apart. So with that being said, I honestly think this is better than 3. I didn't like 3 really at all. I think it's so unmemorable. You know, this is not great, but I feel like I remember things in this one more than I even remember in part 3. And part 3 has Jason Statham in it. So, but I do think it's better. Is it worth a watch? I mean, if you're going to sit down and watch the whole series, maybe. But otherwise, I really just recommend 1 and 2. And I think you just stop after that and you're probably fine.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, when it comes to the transporter movies, they remind me of The Takens, right?
Yeah.
Like, you really didn't need sequels. No, but it should have been a one-off. For me, like, if this is a box set, would I see the others? No, I don't think I would. I think I would just buy the first one. That's it. But in terms of, if you're asking me refuel, I will say I do enjoy it more than 3. Like, I remember the bad guy. I remember the plot of 3. Yeah. I just felt like this one was more enjoyable. I knew what it was when they were filming it. And I think I would have did Transporter 1, 2 refueled if I had to sit down and watch it in a row. So that's how I was.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, that is our bonus episode. So what you're going to want to do is look forward in the future. Whenever we do a franchise, we will be dropping one of these bonus episodes, like with the franchise adjacent film. So for example, you guys know we're going to be doing the Transformers series. We will be doing a special bonus episode for Bumblebee, which is like a spinoff prequel movie for that. And, as we go through the different franchises, we'll be doing this. So keep an eye out. And of course, this week we will be also doing episodes for Transformers and Deepwater Horizon. So definitely keep an eye out for those.
If you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie guys, please follow us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/levelsofgeeks. Or if you want to follow us, Levels of Geeks, on social media, please head over to Twitter at Levels of Geeks. Other than that is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.